accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
The Word Live Talk Radio program, where we're teaching you.
With us this morning is Michael Shaw, and we're going to be talking about sustainable development. You see, there really is a master plan to destroy America. It dates back to meetings that were held on Prince Charles's yacht in 1991 and 1992, where they laid out the plan for the approach that would be taken at the Second Earth Summit, which was held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. Now, attending were some of the richest and most powerful men in the world. Certainly, the bankers, Al Gore was there, other environmentalists or people who use environmentalism as a vehicle for establishing a fascist society. That's really what it's all about. But you have to have a justification, a reason to get the common people to go along with your plan, to simply centralize all power with government, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, in the name of protecting the snails and the whales and the males and whatever it would be. But, of course, it was all part of a scam. There really are a group of wealthy and powerful people who are planning the end of freedom as we know it and the establishment of a worldwide totalitarian state under the control of a ruling oligarchy and eventually under the control of a world ruler, the so-called philosopher king that Plato described. And these people date their ideas back to those of certainly of Machiavelli and Plato, who actually advocated this concept, but of course behind that were the powerful mystery religions and their teachings of the necessity of establishing the world government so that their prince, their ruler, would rule the world. So we're seeing this all come to fruition today, and Michael certainly leads a group of freedom advocates here in Santa Cruz, and has dedicated his time, his life, his wealth to trying to educate the American people about what's really going on today. Incidentally, if you want to learn about that meeting that was held in Prince Charles's yacht by Joan Vion's wonderful little book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, gives you the whole background of what happened and who was there, and one of the greatest scams of all time. But enough for me. You want to hear what Michael has to say, because he has a great wealth of knowledge and understanding of this whole concept of sustainable development. Just substitute the word fascism, and you'll understand what sustainable development is really about. Good morning, Michael. Thanks very much for being with us again.
Well, it's my pleasure, Dr. Stan. Your description of the emergence of sustainable development just is such a wonderful summary. You know, the most common definition of sustainable development given by its proponents is a statement found in the Brundtland Report, Our Common Future, released during the 1987 UN, United Nations, World Commission on Environment and Development. They defined it in these flowery words, quote, development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Now, at first blush, that sounds like an innocent enough and healthy enough statement. But when one digs a little deeper, one finds out what's really behind this sing-song. You know, the same statement was in the 1976 Soviet Constitution, so it had a little bit of a pre-run before it was adopted by the United Nations in 87 or again in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro at the Earth Summit, where the program for sustainable development implementation was issued again by the United Nations. And they issued that in a statement called Agenda 21, which is fairly long document that goes through, they break into 14 categories of life effects from agriculture to industry to environmental, religious environmental implications. And in that Agenda 21, you can see the roadmap for the future. And you say, well, that's the United Nations, who cares? Problem with taking that attitude is that the United States was instrumental in bringing about Agenda 21 and is fully implementing the procedures of Agenda 21 here in the U.S. The State Department reports to the United Nations every couple years its growing success at the local level at implementing Agenda 21. And it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you are not committed to at least policies that are included in Agenda 21, you will have no party support, because we've really got a one-party political system in this country today, which explains the three peas in a pod running for president, because both parties and their candidates must either explicitly or implicitly implement the proposals of Agenda 21. So that's why it's so important that the average American know what road we're on, where it's headed, where it came from, what it's designed to accomplish. And that's what we try to do at Freedom Advocates, is bring the hardcore information, and the commentary necessary for people to recognize sustainable development or Agenda 21 policies in their town. Remember, this is a global to local operation. The way to fight it is to fight it locally until the consolidated fight has national impacts. If we don't do that, America is gone. And I think increasingly it's become easier and easier to show people the roadmap that is Agenda 21, because people are seeing increasingly the signs of the decay of America. And when people grapple with that idea, grapple with the notion that there'll be no more political recognition of your unalienable rights, that's the right to life, liberty, and property, when you understand that the emerging political system has no regard for that, has no regard for your innate person as an individual human being, well, gee whiz, I don't know anybody who doesn't get upset about the idea that the American government would no longer be committed to your unalienable rights. So the key is for people to gain an understanding of Agenda 21, know what sustainable development is, they're really interchangeable terms, so that when you see some rather mindless politician in your local town promoting the policies of smart growth or of the Wildlands Project, or supporting this new educational system that puts the implantation of sustainable development ideals squarely into the minds of our young people.
We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw right here, the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Michael Shaw, and as incredible as it may seem to the average citizen, there is an organized program out there. They're working at the highest levels of our government. Michael has talked to Congressman Ron Paul, who tells them that the members of Congress know what's going on. They just don't want you to know what's going on and where this is going to end up. Of course, it's going to end up with, of course, the destruction of all freedom here in the United States. Now, we can see this over in Europe. For instance, there they have massive taxes on gasoline, so that gasoline there costs $7 or $8 a gallon. It's approaching $10 a gallon in Great Britain and much of the continent today with the rising price of oil. Why are they doing that? Well, because they want to get people out of their cars. They want to force them into very crowded conditions in the cities. They want, of course, to get them onto bicycles. They want to get them onto mass transit. They have a very effective system of mass transit over there. But it's mainly so they can control the people. Where they have them in cities, they can watch them and monitor them and control them. And so they're using the price of gasoline to do that. Now, they're doing that here in the United States as well. The only trouble is we don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the rapid transit readily available so that people can get by without their cars. Many Americans are living long distances from where they work, and so they have to commute back and forth with gasoline at $5 a gallon, $8 a gallon, $10 a gallon. It's going to be extremely hard for people to be able to, down the line eventually, to actually travel those distances. I would point out that I have every reason to believe from the highest sources available that they're going to lower the price of gasoline before the election, also going to get the stock market up. It's all part of the game they play with your mind so that you will vote as they want you to vote in November, but after the first of the year. Why hang on to your hats? Because I think you'll begin to see the demise of America as we know it. But well, that is the background. Certainly, Michael is laying out the program for sustainable development and how it is designed to impact on you. And Michael, through his organization, Freedom Advocates, has some great information on Agenda 21. In fact, you can buy the Agenda 21 report. That's the agenda for the 21st century. Agenda 21 report that comes from the United Nations. He carries that. He also carries the Santa Cruz Agenda 21 report, and then material on the sustainable development, a great pamphlet that's circulating throughout the world exposing what's going on. The thing is that it's up to you out there in the listening audience to learn and then to educate others, because believe me, the media is controlled and they're never going to let the American people know the truth. Well, go ahead, Michael.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's the purpose of what it is that we spend full-time plus more doing, and that is to bring this information, make it available. We're not the only people around the country or the world who is doing that, but you won't find any contribution from the globalist-owned American newspaper set. Our own newspaper probably last week had 6 stories on sustainable development. They'd begun to do that earlier in the decade when they were owned by Dow Jones. And then I think the noise that was created calmed them down for 4 or 5 years, but now they're back again with this rosy-eyed dogma about creating a train line down our coastline and putting people on the train line while not expanding the freeway as necessary to accommodate the cars that are in town. The goal is, like you talked earlier, to get people out of their car, put them on mass transit. We have a rural county here, and they want to put a commuter train line along the ocean. And the huge cost associated with that and the inconvenience to the citizenry is going to be induced through this globalization of our energy resources on a basis that makes it impractical for the average citizen to be able to afford that. But let me summarize the goals of sustainable development. It's about establishing new systems of economics and a new system of justice. These new systems discard the principles and purposes of the Declaration of Independence. The new systems are designed to prepare America for the destruction of the middle class and for our entry into world governance. Now, the second goal of sustainable development is the establishment of a world religion based on environmental principles. Many religious institutions today jockey for a position of inclusion in the New World Order. Many Christian denominations are willing to reinterpret and reapply biblical principles. The driving force of major religions is ecumenicalism for universal spiritualism. Basic tenets of Western spirituality include the idea that every individual is endowed with unalienable rights, and that everyone is made in the image and likeness of God. But these ideas are being reinvented, to use Al Gore's term. The genuine servants of God need to wake up to the real thrust of globalism and its sustainable development implementation policies before it's too late. The people need true spiritual leadership. Now, a third tenet of sustainable development is reduced human population. The new systems have problems with the current population level. And so the environmental agenda is being used to not allow adequate resource use to support current population levels. Now, let me explain that, because I think that's key to understanding the population control mechanisms that are built into the Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Policy Program. Here in the United States, you can, at our website and other places as well, obtain a map of the so-called Wildlands Project. Sustainable development breaks its land use action plan into two components. One is smart growth, and everybody in Colorado has heard about smart growth programs. Here in California, we certainly do. It's one of Governor Schwarzenegger's favorite terminologies. Well, smart growth means putting everyone into narrow, highly densified urban areas with train or rail lines that move people back and forth to their assigned jobs, with adequate funding to provide child care, government-funded child care, for every family in the dense neighborhood. Well, smart growth is the human element. This is where, ultimately, an infrastructure is to be built for approximately 15% of today's population, because the rest of human population is to be sacrificed. Human population, according to the UN report, is to be reduced to 1 billion people worldwide. Well, one of the methodologies for achieving that is the other land use program called the Wildlands Project. In the United States, over 50% of the land mass becomes a wildland area. We see those dawning across the country. Probably the hottest and most recent is the so-called Y2Y, Yukon to Yellowstone Corridor, which runs over 2,000 miles, swath as wide as 500 miles wide. It incorporates much of Washington, Idaho, Montana, Utah, and five northwestern states. Now, once a land is subjected to wildland project rules, the land cannot be used. All human beings are to vacate the landscape, and all resources are to remain untouched. So imagine if the resources that have supported the growth of this country for the last 230 years, were suddenly taken and made off limits for use by human beings. Well, we'd soon find that we did not have the resources adequate to feed, house, or satisfy the basic needs of 300 million people within the boundaries of the United States. Well, this is the plan around the world to take and make most of the landscape, quote, off limits to human use or resource extraction.
And, you know, I think that's really so, it should be so obvious to people. Why can't we drill up in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve, the ANWR area? Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I mean, this pristine wilderness, we can't do anything to that. There's nothing out there, but it's frozen most of the year, and the only thing that lives there is, are reindeer. And I challenge anybody in the listening audience, do you know anybody who's ever gone up to this wonderful national park up there at ANWR? No, because nobody goes up there. It's too cold and miserable, and yet we can't drill for oil there. Why? Because they don't want to solve the problem. They want the shortages of oil. That's why we're not developing the great oil pools that are there in Montana. It's estimated up to 40 billion barrels of oil are there in Montana and Idaho and certainly the oil wells fields off the East Coast and off the West Coast and off the Aleutian Islands and the Gulf Oil Reserves, massive oil pools, not one but several of them, off the North Slope of Alaska. We're not doing that. Is they don't want abundance of oil. They want shortages of oil to drive the price up. So then, of course, they can control us, get us out of our cars. And these are all ideas based upon Malthus's idea that there are too many people in the world, and they really intend to get rid of a lot of them. Go right ahead.
Well, and again, I just reflect back on the notion of unalienable rights. If you're old enough, you got some exposure to that concept of unalienable rights when you were in school. Today, children don't, and that's something that should worry us greatly. But if a person is not recognized for innately holding his own right to life, liberty, and property, then we have a government that is there to regard us as their chattel. And increasingly, I think all Americans have that notion. Now, the fourth category for summarizing the goals of sustainable development is the establishment of world government. You know, here in Santa Cruz back in the 80s, the in crowd would have these bumper stickers that would say, think globally, act locally. Back then I thought that was kind of a goofy notion. But come to pass, that is exactly what the politics and the underpinnings of local governance is all about, and governance in all areas within the state of Colorado is all about. The notion of think globally, act locally is rooted in August Comte's philosophy of positivism. Implementation around the world is led by Fabian socialists. Not many people know that Tony Blair is the past chairman of the British Fabian Socialist Society, and we thought all that died out back in the 60s, but global banking interests and international political and economic organizations are committed to this idea of the gradual evolution of world society.
And I think that point is so important, Michael. People, the average person believes that socialism is the redistribution of the wealth of the wealthy. No! Socialism is the means by which a small group of very wealthy people will control the masses because all power is centralized in government. And they simply buy the politicians, and then they exert their control over the masses. Socialism has always been financed by people of great wealth. But, of course, the average socialist, the average communist, the average humanist has no idea what it's all about. They're useful idiots used to destroy the society that offers them, the masses, the greatest opportunity, and the greatest wealth, and the greatest prosperity, and they're destroying it right here in America.
Well, they are, and people would then ask, well, what's the mechanism, what's the organizational framework within which that happens? And I'll suggest two categories of organizations that are hell-bent on bringing around a globalist world government in accordance with the philosophy of sustainable development. And those are so-called NGOs, non-governmental organizations. The United Nations has accredited over 2,000 U.S. NGOs for the purposes of implementing sustainable development policy. And this includes a whole range of very familiar organizations like the Sierra Club and the Audubon Society. A lot of the environmental organizations are formed for the purpose of implementing sustainable development policy. And the second big category of organizations that are designed to do this are multinational corporations.
You hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Shaw. The information you're not going to get in your local newspaper. We'll be right back in a moment.
Radiant Clinic. I've got great news for you. With our buy one, get one free laser package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radiant Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on our buy one, get one free laser package sale. For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yarr.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, I guess this morning, Michael Shaw. Michael, before we go on, would you like to get your website, your telephone number out so people could go to you and get the information you have on this incredible story?
Well, our organization is called freedomadvocates.org. You can get that simply at the web, by going to www.freedomadvocates.org. Our phone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232.
Okay, very good. And I recommend the material. It's excellent. It's what you need to be able to reach others, to make them understand that there is an organized effort in America by a small but very well-organized group, you know, headed by people like Al Gore
his movie, The Inconvenient Truth. They even gave him the Nobel Prize for that fraudulent information that he put out. But you have to understand the Nobel Prizes they used to shape your reality, because after all, he got a Nobel Prize. He must be a real good guy. No, he got the Nobel Prize because he was a bad guy, and he was lying and trying to deceive, the public. And it doesn't matter how cold it is. It doesn't matter that we had one of the coldest winters of all time last year. If you say something often enough and convincingly enough, and you have the entire media in America telling the American people that global warming is a reality, they'll believe it, even though their logic tells them it really isn't true. We hear about the rising levels of the ocean. It's raising maybe an inch a year or something like that. Global warming, well, 3/4 of a degree last century. But you see, they never tell the American people that. They never tell them that the ice caps are melting on Mars because we're in a global warming phase. It's all a scam. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous or how untrue. They control the media. They control our children. Our children believe it because they're indoctrinated these ideas in school. And you take off, Michael. Go from there.
Well, the only thing I would add to that is that it's a small group at the top, but it's a wide group at your local level, because the political dynamics have been set up, whether you're left or right, to combine to this sustainable development result. So you want to run for Congress or you want to run for Board of Supervisors in your county, you're going to find that the political action that you receive, the assistance you receive from the major parties, is all designed from a left-wing perspective and a right-wing perspective to produce the same result. So, I like to talk often about how the left-right divide has become the favorite tool. I call it two sides of one coin. Because it doesn't matter if you're Al Gore standing on the left or George Bush or John McCain standing on the right. It's the combination of the policies that come from the, quote, two sides that give you the net result, which is globalization and sustainable development policy. So when people begin to understand that, they can shed off their local newspaper and their local political discourse and begin to understand where the real battle is. And that's a battle between globalization and American ideals. And that doesn't mean that people ought not have a circumstance where you can travel freely and even trade freely. But the free trade that we're embarking upon is an organized, centralized trading system that requires compliance with New World government organizations like the World Trade Organization. And when people begin to understand that and see that reality, you find that we begin to reject nearly everybody on our ballot these days, because whether they're coming from the left or they're coming from the right, they're coordinated to come to the same outcome.
Yeah, in fact, if they would put that none of the above on the ballot, those guys, that is the position that would win every time.
Well, California doesn't let you vote none of the above, but and the reason for that is because they don't want a way to express the dissatisfaction that is building in America, the dissatisfaction over what our leaders are doing and where they're taking us.
Amen to that.
Now, I like to summarize the circumstances that facilitate linking the globalist dots operating in America today. Now, my favorite example, and there's tons of these examples, But I think, for me anyway, the overriding illustration of these globalist dots pops up when you begin to study and understand our monetary system. Since 1913, the U.S. has abandoned its constitutional money system and has become a player in the globalist world's money system. Now, what is money? Well, today, money is something that's created out of thin air, printed, and passed off as something of value. Now, constitutional money, on the other hand, is money that is backed by gold or silver. So for 130 years in this country, for the most part anyway, money was printed, but always had a stack of gold standing behind it, so that the use of paper money was simply the streamlined transaction, but could always be converted back to gold or silver. In 1913, the first man to use the term in American politics, sustainable development, Woodrow Wilson, passed the act that created the Federal Reserve. What is the Federal Reserve? Well, simply, the Federal Reserve is a quorum of internationalist bankers. It certainly includes the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, who issue and control all U.S. money. Now, it's called the Federal Reserve, but there's nothing federal about it, and there's no reserve. It is simply a group of internationalist bankers who, for a few cents per bill, print up $100 bills and loan it. So this system's been operating now for 95 years, and as a result of every dollar created out of thin air, passed off as something substantial, something real, and it's operated as real money for 95 years. But every one of those dollars every year has earned interest for the benefit of this global elite. So what have they done with that money? Well, for one thing, they've bought up the newspapers. We don't hear the story. They've bought up the political parties. We're not told the story. The reality is that increasingly the globalist bankers own the industries that are significant for the direction of tomorrow. They fund the NGOs. They favor the multinational globalist corporations like GE that dominate our world today. The nature of our money system guarantees us the result that is coming. It's a result that when it gets here and people really then understand what's going on, no one will like. So now is the time to grapple with these issues, to link these dots, and to change your local political situation.
Amen to that, and we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw. Think globally, act locally, get involved, ladies and gentlemen, because if you don't stand up and be counted now, you'll be simply counted out.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Michael Shaw. Michael, go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, another link, Dot, to help you connect the links here, is to recognize the effort to abolish private property. Now, that's quite a statement to make in the minds of most people. Most people think, well, what do you mean, abolish private property? I own my house, I own my car. But I think if one really looks first at the objectives of the sustainable movement, the creation of a new system of economics is what sustainable development calls for. And that new system is referred to by them euphemistically as public-private partnerships. Well, it always sounds good to partner, but what does it mean when business, that's the public side of this, and private, meaning a corporation of their choosing, partner together for the provision of economic goods? Well, you don't always have to act like you're friendly when you're partnering. Oil companies and the government seem to be working toward the same objective in respect to the rising of oil prices. But more directly, public-private partnership is the same economic framework that Adolf Hitler adopted from Benito Mussolini. Then it was called fascism. Today, it's got this euphemistic, sweet-sounding tune called public-private partnership. But public-private partnership is the antithesis of free enterprise or of laissez-faire capitalism. It is the antithesis of owning private property. Because if you ain't a partner, the day will come when you will own nothing. And if you are a partner, well, that's an even worse result. Because at that point, you become the utilized chattel of a governmental operation that has hell as its objective. Public-private partnership is the destruction of the American system of free enterprise. It is the destruction and the abolition of private property. When Karl Marx talked about the abolition of private property, in his early days anyway, he talked about doing that by a move straight to communism. But again, the Fabian influence of gradualism is what has predominated. And so it's this relatively long and slow road of turning everything into public-private partnerships, but only a step at a time. Here in Santa Cruz, if you want to build houses, I put an S on that, more than your own house, if you want to build houses and you do not subscribe to the local program of federal subsidy for home builders, then you simply won't get any permits. Because when you take these federal subsidies, in this county it's about $100,000 for an 800-square-foot living abode, you take this and you plant it in accordance with smart growth policies, you receive these tremendous subsidies. If you're not willing to deal with partnering with government, you don't get a permit. You're driven out of business. Only the fascists can operate in the construction of homes in this county. Well, that philosophy is spreading to other industries. Ultimately, it will consume the entire American economy. So when they talk about public-private partnership in your community, and they are, I guarantee you that, understand we're just talking about old-fashioned Mussolini-style fascism. And when we understand that, it gives us a basis to begin to take local action. The best local action you can take today is understand this reality. Don't bury your head. Sure, it's ugly, but it's a lot uglier when it really hits full throttle on you or your family. So by taking some steps and precaution, by spreading the information to your friends, family, and neighbors, we can avert the greatest crisis, which is now looming for all
of mankind, the greatest crisis of all time, because clearly government today has the technological power to monitor and control our every action. And when we surrender our unalienable rights over to our local political groups, we will have surrendered a right to a person's own life, whether it be ours, our children's, our grandchildren's, and posterity's. Because if we lose the battle for freedom today, the battle that's not being waged on a military field, but that's being waged in our hearts and minds, if we lose this battle, freedom will be lost for a very long time. So sure, it's a serious matter, and one that nobody really wants to grapple with. But the price of not grappling with it is hell on earth. And that's something that the baby boom generation must not hand over to succeeding generations. We're on the verge of it today.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I think it's people must understand that freedom is not free. I mean, why do we live in a free society? Well, we were blessed to do that. You know, somebody once said that it was, you know, simply by chance that we were born in a free society, but it is our obligation to die in a free society. And there are those out there who simply want to leave their lives. Believe me, the people on the other side are working. They go to meetings every night. They are constantly planning on how they're going to establish their fascist society. They're working in your local city council. They're working in your local county organizations. They're working on your water board, your fire board. I mean, why do these people do this? Because they think globally, but they act locally, and they want control over our lives.
And it doesn't mean that everyone who's falling into that pit has any real conscious awareness of what they're doing. You know, it was Vladimir Lenin in the 1920s who said about the early Russian communists, he said, "Very few understand our philosophy. Most are simply useful idiots." Well, in America today, there's plenty of that useful idiot category. But that doesn't make them any less dangerous, because they pick up the ball and they do what they're told, and they're ramming the globalist programs down our throats at the local level. So becoming familiar with the objectives and policies behind sustainable development.
Thank you so much, Michael. Once again, your telephone number?
831-684-2232.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Smith.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah Congregation Sunday, June the 15th for Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. The location is the North Shore Park of Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. That's the amphitheater. Bring your own lunch and drink, no glass containers, please, and bring a blanket to sit on and some protection from the sun. Praise and worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Special guest speakers, Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry, and Dr. Bree Keaton. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-654-9924.
you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process.